Earth and Sky.
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was passed to protect rare wildlife and habitat in the U.S., but it sometimes had the opposite effect.
If you're a landowner who has good habitat but it needs restoration, there may be an incentive for you to actually harvest your forest before that species shows up. You might be worried that if you go out and restore habitat for an endangered species, that your reward for that would be additional regulation under the Endangered Species Act.
That was Robert Bonney of the Environmental Defense Fund. He's been working with the Fish and Wildlife Service to get the word out about a newer regulation called the Safe Harbor Agreement. It allows individual landowners to make an agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service stating that if they work to benefit endangered species on their land, they won't be subject to more regulation.
So it's a good deal for rare species because we get more habitat on more lands. And it's a good deal for landowners as well because it provides them the flexibility they need to be able to manage their lands to meet their own human needs.
Bonney believes that landowners want to be rare species friendly.
The hope is that we can make it in landowners' best interest to protect habitat so that we can tap into the stewardship ethic that many landowners have.
Our thanks today to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in conservation and education. This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.